What's up, everyone? Joel is fucking slaying right now.
We need a little bit. I need a little bit more of those like broken chords, Sean. Like, not to bring up that guy we're not supposed to mention, but some more Norma Jean in the intro would be great, dude. You know what I mean?
There's some in the outro, I think.
All right, I'm down. That's fine. That's also acceptable.
Okay, cool. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Metalcore Nerds. I am Sean Mott. And with me to preview our Loki after show is Joel Haston. Back again.
That's right. I'm back. Metalcore Nerds, you cannot get rid of me. I'm in the Facebook group. I'm in the Twitch channel. I'm everywhere, baby. I'm back. Sean, thanks. I'm happy to be here. Everybody else, if you don't know who I am, I'm Joel Cupcake. I'm Sean Mott's real life boyfriend. And I'm an infant in the nerd knowledge compared to him, but I love talking about it with Sean. So, Sean, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Of course, man. I had to have you on for one of these after shows since I started them. So you said you wanted Loki, so I gave it to you.
Loki is the one I'm the most knowingly excited for. I think the one I'm going to like the most, totally already going off subject, I don't care, is She-Hulk.
That's fine.
I loved how they did like Jessica Jones. Like I loved like the detective, lawyery, smart, like you know, like the real world vibes they toss into more of those types of shows. So I think She-Hulk's gonna surprise a lot of us, especially me though.
Yeah, I think so too. She-Hulk's a very interesting character. That's very cool, and broke the fourth wall before Deadpool even did. So we'll see if they do that. Same thing.
See, I didn't know that. I don't know much about her. I'm just excited to get going, you know?
Yeah. It'll be cool, though. We'll get that next year. So speaking of the Disney Plus series, what has been your thoughts and feelings on the first two, on WandaVision and Captain America and the Winter Soldier? That is now titled.
WandaVision was great. I think the internet kind of overhyped it. Like I kind of wish I would have taken the attitude we take towards wrestling, towards WandaVision, where I didn't read any articles. Like, you know, I actually called the aerospace engineer was not going to be anybody important. You know what I mean? Like I was one of the only people. I was even like arguing with people in your Facebook group about it. Like, no, dude, like that was it. That was it. Nothing else is coming. Yeah. You know, I do think that like from a what they're doing from a viewer's sense is obviously working. I think the allure of the MCU is the crossovers and everything. So I do think with WandaVision being the first one, like I do think they really kind of, in my opinion, like I don't think they dropped the ball, but I think from a business perspective, they should have had Doctor Strange show up in the last episode. Because it's supposed to be a direct tie-in, because the people that don't want to pay for Disney Plus or aren't like worried about the shows, like if they knew Strange was appearing, they would be even more invested going forward. And obviously Feige knows what he's doing. Marvel and Disney know what they're doing. You know, people are still going to watch. I just think almost in like a fan service sort of way, that could have been an additional like really rad payoff to have Strange, even if it's just him like flittering in at the very end of that after credit scene. You know, he just flies in and goes, Wanda stops.
He was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Feige said him being in it would have taken away from the whole point of the show, was that it was about Wanda. You know, it would have been like, oh, the guy comes in. Because I guess you'd have to be like a crazy person or watch like new rock stars or anything like that to get it. But in the very last scene, the music that plays is the Doctor Strange music. So in a way, he kind of does appear at the end.
True. Fair.
In musical form, which is cool.
Yeah, but besides that point, I loved WandaVision. I grew up watching most of those sitcoms, so like the nods to previous pop culture were great. The little like video commercial montages, which actually never really got explained.
That was another thing. They were supposed to be Doctor Strange reaching out to him. That was like the original idea.
Yeah, which I'm sure will. I'm sure whatever happens in the Multiverse of Madness will tie in. Like, I'm sure Feige will make it right. He always does. Just like how Filoni is fixing all of, you know, what's-his-face's mistakes in the Star Wars movies. You know what I mean? Like,
He's fixing everyone's mistakes in the Star Wars
movies. Okay. Yes. Okay. You're right. But, you know, I'm sure Feige will make it all make sense. They've done a really good job of, like, you know, like even that meme that I think you shared like last week, where it's like, what are you going to do, a time heist, bro, from like the first Ant-Man movie?
Like, yeah.
I totally forgot that happened.
Yeah.
And then what, 12 years later, you literally get the actual time heist. You know, like, I'm like, like, there's just so much little tiny fan service things that they re-give us that we don't even realize, honestly. Like, Feige's probably just sitting there like, all these people complaining, like, you have no idea what I'm going to do, like, how I'm going to fuck your world up over the next, like, decade. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we're not even prepared.
Yeah, but Wanda was great. I loved seeing more of Vision. Vision, like, my first exposure to the Avengers was, like, the old, like, 2D side-scrolling, like, fighting game. You know what I mean? Where it was white Vision. I was literally never exposed to green and red Vision until I was an adult. Like, I didn't realize that my exposure had always been to West Coast Avengers Vision. I didn't realize that. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't read the comics. I'm more of the movie nerd and the show. You know what I mean? So so I loved it, dude. Like, I loved the Vision, and then like the whole paradox when there was the two of them and they were communicating to each other. Yeah, I was like, this is fucking sick. I was like, this is why I'm here, you know. And then Wanda realizing her potential was tight. I thought it was like reintroducing like magic other than Strange to the series. I thought they did that beautifully with Agatha. Like, I loved her character. I mean, I think anybody with half a brain stands Catherine Hahn or whatever however you pronounce her last name. Sure. But like, she was great. She was perfect in that role. Like, they're bringing actors and actresses to these series and the MCU in general that I would not have expected. Like, and I'm loving their roles. Just, you know, not again skipping to Falcon Winter Soldier. Like, you know, what's her face, Julia from Seinfeld. I can never say. I hate saying she has like a 5-part hyphenated name. I hate saying it, but. You know,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, when I heard that they like casted her, I was like, that makes no sense. And then to have her show up basically as like Madame Hydra, which, you know what I mean? If that is, I'm assuming that's the angle we're getting, but who knows? You know,
I don't think so.
So
people over exaggerated the classic internet. She's Madame Hydra in the comics for like 2 seconds, and it's she's the double agent against Hydra.
Yes, and I know so that.
Madame Hydra. And I'm just I'm like, chill.
Yeah, I think the reason people are hoping we're getting Madame Hydra is people are hoping we get some sort of thing with Cap being back and like Hydra. You know what I mean? Like how Cap was the ultimate double agent and all this shit. You know, like I'm thinking that a lot of the people that like all the really, I'm going to call it fringe newer comic threads, like all want that to happen now. And it's like, bro, like they're telling the stories that have been told for the last 10, 20 years with some modern stuff thrown in. So like, don't jump the gun. You know, I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be kind of like a team of anti-heroes, like the Thunderbolts, where they don't mean to be bad, but like they,
oh no, they mean to be bad.
Well, I think she means to be bad because like she wants to prove Fury wrong, but I think she's going to dupe everyone else into thinking that like they're doing good. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I just think it's going to be the government's Avengers. Like exactly how it was in the comics, because because some people are like, oh, it could be Thunderbolts, it could be Dark Avengers, but doing like Dark Avengers is kind of weird, especially with there's a Justice League Dark show coming out in the next few years. So you know, and why just call them Dark? Like having an organization be like, oh, this is the Dark Avengers, that doesn't really have a nice shiny ring to it to put faith in with the public, you know? Like Thunderbolts are like, oh, it's a new thing. You know,
well, what I think is, what I think is going to happen is we're going to have some sort of, it depends on what happens in Hawkeye, but I do think we are going to have the West Coast Avengers in a certain aspect. And then their main, like, I don't want to even say their main foe, but their opposite is going to be the Thunderbolts or the Government Avengers, whatever we end up calling them. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I think at the same time, you know, Doctor Strange and Captain Marvel are going to be taking care of shit that actually matters. You know what I mean? Like on a whole nother level, because we still don't have the Fantastic Four, because the Fantastic Four in the comics and on all the animated shows, they always dealt with like the impending cosmic threats, and they let like the Avengers worried about Earth, and then sometimes they work together. And so we don't have that. So I think Strange is going to be worrying about the cosmic threats. I don't even know where they're going to go with Captain Marvel, to be perfectly honest, because it just seems like nobody wants Brie to be Captain Marvel. So, like, are they literally already going to shove her out after two movies, you know?
No, they're just teaming her up with everyone that people like better. That's why the new movie's called The Marvels, because it's Monica Rambeau, and then Ms. Marvel's going to be in it. So it's like, it's not even like Captain Marvel 2 The Marvels, it's just called The Marvels.
Yeah, true. And then people are assuming, Nick, I know you're going to watch this, so I'll just shout you out. Nick Clark is assuming we're going to get Blue Marvel in that series as well.
Like a report came out that they were casting a Michael B. Jordan, John Boyega type.
Yes.
Which would be tight if Blue Marvel ends up being John Boyega, because
I would love that.
John Boyega type than John Boyega himself. And it would be dope to get his like redemption in like a Disney property, but in the MCU. Because there's so many, like almost anyone who's been in the Star Wars, especially the sequel trilogy, I would be down to see them in the MCU. Like, there's rumors of Daisy Ridley being Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman. I fan casted Adam Driver as Doctor Doom, which would be wild. Yeah, if anyone's listening to this and hasn't checked out, I did a fan casting of that Fantastic Four episode that just dropped a few days ago. And that's my preview to it, is that I picked Adam Driver as Doctor Doom, which I think would be fucking sick. That's just me though. But
yes,
we'll see.
You know who I would love to see in the MCU, and he's like almost there. We're real close. Is they're doing that podcast, like audiobook of like all the old men. Have you seen that?
Yeah, the old man Star-Lord one.
So now they finally cast old man. It's old man Star-Lord, old man Logan, old man Hawkeye. And I forget who the fourth is, but Stephen Lang is one of those, and I think he would be great, man, in the MCU. That'd proper. Cool. You know what I mean? Like, him in the MCU, I would also love. I can never remember that damn actor's name. The guy that plays the dude that's in love with Khaleesi and turns to stone. Bjorn.
Jorin guy?
Yeah, Jorin, that guy. That actor. Played Bruce
Wayne in Titans?
Yeah, so he's playing Bruce Wayne in Titans, but I wish they could incorporate him into the MCU somehow. I think he's great in roles like that.
He's amazing. I can't remember. I think Griffith, who was on the show with me, I think he fan casted him as something. It might have been like Galactus or Silver Surfer or something.
Ooh.
Because of his voice. But yeah, that dude's awesome. I love that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, we got way off subject. Okay, WandaVision. I loved it. That was like the most anticipated. Like, I watched all of like the Arrowverse stuff, and like, I was more anxious to watch that than I have most of those shows. And I've been watching. I mean, when did Arrow start? 10 years ago now. Like,
yeah, it did 9 seasons, right? Or 10?
Yeah, 10. So maybe 12 seasons. You know, I've been watching all those shows since all of them started, and I keep up. Well, I haven't kept up very well with this new season, but there's Arrow's the only other Arrow. Flash is still going strong. I like Legends of Tomorrow on in the background. You know what I mean? Like, there's a few of those things, but that dude, WandaVision just had me edge of my seat. I wanted to know more and more and more. And then like the internet presence of everything like really hyped it. So I was like, fuck, what is going on? And then like, I love that also he just, you know, I would say that's the first time Marvel's ever given us the middle finger. Like, they never,
phase has been them giving us the middle finger.
Well, but what I'm saying is the way they wrapped that show, so much stuff went unexplained.
Well, I mean, yes and no, but it's so, I kind of don't like when people say that, because they're like, this is an ongoing thing. It's not just like it's a singular show. You know, this is all, it's an ever growing, like moving story. So it's hard to be like, they left stuff unexplained. Well, it's like, yeah, I mean, obviously they left the Cap moving the hammer in Age of Ultron until he fucking wields it in Endgame and stuff like that. It's like, we don't get moments like that if everything gets answered right away. It's so weird, because I feel like people kind of forget why they fell in love with the MCU in a way, because they're like, man, WandaVision and Falcon and Soldier weren't these crazy Avengers level movies. And it's like, yeah, but if we didn't have shit like Iron Man or Captain America or Winter Soldier or whatever, then we don't get Endgame, we don't get Infinity War. And that's the same thing with this stuff. It's like, and, this and is I, all the,
This is the beginning of a new saga, you know,
which I completely understand. And that was my next point, is like, I really am curious to see where they take Doctor Strange and even the Marvels, as because both those are going to have direct tie-ins to what happened. So, you know, I'm even more invested in that stuff moving forward because of it, especially like, I really think that you're going to have a moment. I'm going to call this now. We're going to have a moment in the Marvels or in whatever team up happens after this next wave of movies where the rest of the team, not just Doctor Strange, really realize how powerful Wanda is. Because I think when Bree realizes that Monica is going to be able to dance with her on a power level and be like, oh, you just got gifted your powers by Wanda. Like, I think people are, that's really when like the rest of it's all going to like catch up and come to like a screeching halt. You know what I mean? Like the record scratch for the rest of the team, you know?
Yeah. Actually, so. Joel, we got a question in the chat.
Oh.
Greetings from Brazil, which is fucking dope. Thank you for tuning in.
Dude, thank you, man. Every tour should go to Brazil, so every question from Brazil should be answered.
I'm going to butcher this, but is it Pierciag? I don't know. I probably pronounced that very wrong, so I'm sorry if I totally butchered that. But we'll talk about the Eternals trailer very briefly, and then we'll kind of go into Loki, because we've spent 20 minutes talking about WandaVision.
Correct.
But as far as the Eternals trailer, I thought it was incredible. It has a totally different feeling than anything we've seen in the MCU, and I think this phase has been proving that, hey, we're going to do shit different. We're gonna tackle very heavy and topical subject matter, and we're also going, now that they've earned, you know, the almost the benefit of the doubt of pop culture as a whole, they're like, okay, now we can do whatever we want and we can get away with it and we can do all these weird things. And that, like, just that trailer, it just felt like, I mean, I don't know if anyone's seen Nomadland, but Chloe Zhao won an Oscar for, she won multiple Oscars for it. But I watched it like a few days before or after the Oscars, and it's a very insane movie. It's not really like a movie I've ever seen before. It was almost like she filmed a documentary, but made it a movie in a way.
Okay.
Because all the people in it, besides Frances McDormand, were real nomads, but they played actors in the movie. So they were almost playing themselves in a way, but it is based on like, it's based on a book or a true story.
Yeah.
But the way she films stuff is obviously very different than most Marvel movies. She's, instead of a green screen, she's going to locations and filming locations, which is not really a normal for Marvel. It is, but it isn't. Usually they'll go to one or two locations. But it seems like she went on multiple locations to get the looks of everything, to give it that real feel. And just like even the CGI with like how their powers work and how they like invent and create stuff is so different. And, you know, there was like no action really in the trailer. There was only that one joke really at the end, the stinger part. It just felt so different. And to me, that's refreshing. I know some, it kind of got some hate online of people being like, wow, that looks really boring. And it's just like something like Marvel. And the reason it's stayed popular is because they started putting out different movies like Winter Soldier. It was like a spy movie. Guardians of the Galaxy. They really didn't do anything like that before with an,
I'm talking about Winter Soldier is kind of like a buddy cop show, you know, like, which they hadn't really done before. You know,
even WandaVision, it was a straight up a sitcom that turned into a Marvel movie, you know, like, they need to evolve in order for them to stay relevant and keep doing this for years and years to come. Like, everyone's like, what are they going to do for the next stuff? And I was like, they have like 80 years of source material. You think they're going to run out of ideas? Like, no, man. I was like, they can do a decade on just the mutants alone easily.
Yeah.
If they do just mutant movies and series. They can
look how long we had 13 years of Fox doing the X-Men properties terribly, and we still watched that. You know what I mean? Like, so just that should always be the focal point alone, you know, like, or not focal point, but like when people ask that question, that should always be the callback answer. You know, what I thought about Eternals, I mean, Sean, you actually said my initial response in what you just said. It doesn't look like anything we've seen before, especially from Marvel. That has me intrigued right away. I love this whole like force of the universe, unknown, Like I was raised in an extremely religious household. So anything that has to do with a theology aspect and like, you know, Zack Snyder, or not Zack Snyder, wow. What's his name? Kirkman, or the guy, who's the guy that wrote Eternals? Yeah, he wrote the New Gods for DC. Oh,
Jack Kirby. Well, Jack Kirby did the art. I know, but
he was still involved in it. You know what I mean? Like, so he helped create the New Gods for DC, came back to Marvel and created the Eternals. Like, I love that aspect of storytelling. Yeah. Like, honestly, like the Snyder's Justice League, when they have the flashback where they're fighting alongside fucking Zeus and Ares and shit. Like, I thought that was that was so fucking sick. So I'm really ready to see how the Eternals do this shit. I already was intrigued by, again, I know this is an MCU, so sorry, Sean, but like in the last season of Supergirl, you know, they fought Leviathan, and Leviathan is an old ancient race of aliens. One of them's, they're like AI robot, but the rest of them are all aliens. And like, they caused the volcanic explosion in Pompeii. They caused the Black Plague. They caused the floods, not God, stuff like that. And so it's kind of like, it's like, how has aliens secretly been influencing the world for thousands of years? Now we're going to kind of get to see that, but instead of it, like, you finding it out, the stories about the people that have been causing it. So I think it's going to be a really interesting, it's going to be something we haven't really done before, seen before. I'm really bad at all the characters. The African-American actor in the, Black actor in the trailer. What's his character?
Brian Tyree Henry.
Yeah, but it's not Gilgamesh, right? Gilgamesh is the Asian actor.
I'm very bad at the names of these two. I've just
been he can create anything out of matter.
He's the inventor.
But like when it shows him building that gold contraption, like it looks real. That doesn't look like CGI. Like this lady, just from that trailer, like even though you see these scenes of Angelina Jolie materializing a sword out of thin air, and she's just doing and she's just doing practice exercises with curtains hanging in her room, like it just looks so fucking theatrical, you know, like it just it's gonna be an elegant movie.
It's no other word. Epic, sprawling, like just cosmic romance movie.
Yes, there you go.
You know, it's going to be wild. And especially, I love that. I mean, the MCU is kind of famous for making actors famous or even making directors famous. Like it did it with Ryan Coogler, with Taika Waititi, James Gunn, even people who did more indie stuff. Then they got a Marvel movie and they blew up because. Mm-hmm. It's like Marvel is just the mine for finding these people and just giving them this chance. And it's the same thing with Chloe Zhao. I mean, she did basically an indie movie. That's like a documentary that was made into a movie in a way. It's just, it's crazy because it's not like I'm like, oh my God, I love that movie. It's like my favorite movie ever. But I've never watched anything like that, which is hard to say, especially in these days and age. You can usually be like, oh yeah, it's kind of like this movie and this movie if they mix them together. But I cannot compare that to anything I've ever seen. It's crazy. It feels so real. It feels like you're living a movie almost. It's insane. So for her to be able to have something like this with this crazy, like pretty much a infinite money and everything like that. And this
basically a star cast as well.
Yeah. It's like literally probably the biggest cast a Marvel movie has had besides maybe Endgame. But at the same time though, Endgame, like the MCU made some of these actors big, like Chris Evans, like Chris Hemsworth, like I mean, it rebirthed Robert Downey Jr. Even, I mean, Scarlett Johansson was big by herself, so I guess that doesn't really matter. Jeremy Renner was kind of big by himself.
So was Mark Ruffalo, but
like those ones not really, but the other ones definitely them. But all of these people are, you know, from Game of Thrones, fucking Angelina Jolie, Selma Hayek. Yeah. Like it's an enormous cast.
What you just said about reinventing RDJ, that's the other thing I love is like, you know, I loved Russell Crowe movies growing up. I like as a kid, I watched everything he was in, dude. Same with Selma Hayek, dude. And like I actually read an interesting article that somebody was ripping HBO, like ripping on them because they just dropped, what was that movie with Angelina Jolie? Everyone I Know Wants to Kill Me or some super long title.
Oh, Those Who Want Me, Those Who Want Me Dead.
Thank you. Those Who Want Me Dead. So like, I read a really, I think it was Forbes magazine wrote a really interesting post ripping HBO Max apart for that, because the story, Angelina Jolie is like the supporting actress the whole time, but all the trailers make it look like she's the focal point.
She's the star. Yeah.
And so they brought up an interesting point that since basically like Tomb Raider or like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that the action industry has written off Angelina Jolie and no one uses her. Now, I know she did some weird things off camera. I know she had a big bout with Bell's palsy and she had some other health stuff. I know some people think time hasn't been kind to her physical appearance. You know what I mean? But like, you can't deny that she was a mega star. She was not a superstar. She was a mega star when we were younger. Sure. And so like, and even Salma Hayek, like, so many people don't touch her because they don't like her accent or they can't understand her, or she only appears in nerd movie, you know, whatever. And like, they're thrusting both of them into the spotlight in a new reinvented way. And I think that's awesome because, you know, and then they're also bringing Russell Crowe into Thor. Like, I think Marvel is doing a wonderful service to just cinema loving nerds that aren't necessarily confined to just loving the MCU. Anyways, we got way off subject. I hope that answers your question, Persog. I'm going to call you Persog. real quick, Falcon Winter Soldier, loved it. It was great. Plenty of tie-ins with like Wakanda, Baron Zemo. I loved all of it. It was done well. I have been a huge, you know, my main complaint is I want more Winter Soldier. I wanted more on his story. And we got a lot of closure. We got it. No, that's what I'm saying. That was my complaint about Bucky's character prior to that series. You know, you and I literally had an argument about this. You know, like,
I know it was like I told you it was going to happen in the show.
Yes, and it did, and I'm so happy. And I love Anthony Mackie. I've watched every other movie he's done since being cast as Falcon. I've watched. I think he's a great actor. I think his range is very underappreciated. The show did so much for the Marvel Universe. I think there's an importance to following up on how Robert Downey Jr. did things. We're like, look at these two characters. And like, yeah, Bucky's a super soldier. But like, other than that, they're fucking people. He even says the only reason I don't look like Steve is because I was frozen in time so many times. He even acknowledges he's still basically mortal. You know, he's not a wizard or a sorcerer. He's not an alien. He's not powered by a cosmic device that you can't even wield unless you're a celestial. You know what I mean? Like, so I loved all of it. I think it's put us in a great place. And I think seeing the flip side of like, you know, it also showed us how the bleep wrecked havoc on Earth. The blip wrecked havoc. Yeah, sorry. My censored brain turned on, I guess. how the blip affected Earth and even its heroes. And I think now we're going to get to see how the snap and Endgame affected the rest of the universe with Loki.
Oh, yeah. A little bit, yeah. We'll get into that. So Loki picks off where we saw him in Endgame because, like the rest of us, we thought he was dead, which he is dead. But when they went back to the Battle of New York in 2012, they had a little mishap, and Loki got a hold of the Tesseract and portaled the fuck out of there. So it is not the same Loki that went through Ragnarok and went through, you know, all of the shit he went through to kind of redeem himself in a way. And
yeah.
Kind of got to understand Thor and Thor and understand him. This is straight up super villain Loki still. And he's just out in the world.
And I'll tell you right off the gate, I'm excited for Loki the most because it is very rare in any nerd culture, like any, especially in the movie format, even in the animated format, for a character to get a redemption arc twice. And I think that's what we're going to get. At the end of this, we're going to see Loki be a good guy again. Yeah. Maybe not a good guy,
how he was at the end of Ragnarok.
Yes, exactly. Like, I think we're going to get back to that character, only it's going to be through him, through the inside. It's not going to be through the love of Thor, his brother. So I think it'll be, and Tom Hiddleston I'm going to go out on a limb here and say him and Benedict Cumberbatch, I hope I said his name right, probably have the most range out of both actors.
Cumberbatch.
Is it Cumberbatch? Okay, sorry. They have the most range out of anyone in the MCU, in my opinion. And I mean, so
that's still alive because Robert Downey Jr., motherfucker,
listen, nobody will ever pale in comparison to what RDJ did for the franchise. Nobody. There will never be someone that means as much to the MCU as Iron Man, specifically portrayed by RDJ. I don't care if we get Morgan Stark becomes Iron Man. I don't care if they give us all five Spider-Mans we've ever had back in the same fucking movie. Like, nothing is ever, like, the only way you could ever make me happier or surpass RDJ is by somehow going back in time and making Hugh Jackman young and continuing to let him be Logan. That's like, for me personally, that's literally like the only thing that could even come close to that. And that's just me personally. You don't have to agree with me, Sean, but I'm ready for the redemption. I love it in
that, but
I know
you can leave it where it was.
Yeah, no, I get it. So I'm ready for Loki's redemption arc. I think it'll be interesting to see how he works alongside I'm not even going to name his character, just alongside Owen Wilson. Tom Hiddleston and Owen Wilson, that banter is going, like, if you don't appreciate that, you don't have a good taste, just period.
It's going to be so, so great. So, yes, obviously this, not obviously, but this takes place right after he portals out in Endgame and mm-hmm. the TVA takes a hold of him. And what is the TVA, you may ask?
And, it is.
I've explained this before on the podcast that I am not an all-knowing person. I just do a lot of research. I read a lot of comics, but I haven't read all of them.
It's the time
I like saying this stuff.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I like saying this stuff because I like learning about it. So I talk about them so other people can learn about them. That's really it. I'm not a comic book supremacist. I don't know everything about comics. I just love learning about this stuff.
It's called
when I do these shows, I like to research them.
Does it stand for Time Variance Authority? Is that what it is?
It does. It does, Joel. Good job. Gold star for you today.
So funny story, Sean.
Okay.
In the most recent trailer, which I know we're going to get to that, Loki goes, "Oh, you're the timekeeper's new dog," or something like that, right?
Yep.
That is it. Okay, it's probably not the only. So this storyline we're about to get happened in Legends of Tomorrow in season 3, or season 2, and the people were called the timekeepers. It's actually very strange that both DC and Marvel have both called them the same thing.
Well, maybe I don't know what the timekeepers are in DC, but this is kind of how the TV works out. It is, like Joel said, the Time Variance Authority. They are an infinitely vast bureaucracy that governs all of the realities in the ever-growing multiverse. And everyone says, when are we going to get the multiverse? Well, you guys, the multiverse has always been here. They mentioned it in Doctor Strange. We just have not physically seen it in the MCU yet. I think this show will be the first one to show it. But basically, they're Marvel's time cops. They keep reality going.
Yes.
And TVA was created by the timekeepers, like Joel said. And this trio are all powerful godlike beings that see over the flow of time. They live at the Citadel at the end of time, where all multiverses converge at an endpoint. And they were created by He Who Remains, who is the final director of the TVA. So basically, they serve these weird fucking gods, and all these gods were created by this really old dude. He looks so insanely old in the comics. And that's that. That's what the TVA is. And now, you kind of see in that trailer that we're going to watch, Loki kind of calls him out on the bullshit of them worshiping these gods, which is funny because that's kind of like how he acted in Avengers, where he's like, "I'm a god, bow down to me."
Yes.
And, you know, he constructed a statue of himself later on from his point now, you know, like he was doing the things that he's now mocking, or he was going to do. And in one of the trailers, they do seem to be showing the life he lived. And they do call him alternate Loki, again, saying it's not the same Loki that we have seen before. It is a different Loki. But they show trailers of kind of like what happened in Avengers, what happened in Ragnarok, even what happened in Infinity War. It seems like
Mobius and Mobius or Owen Wilson's character is going to be showing him what happened in this other what happened to the alternate Loki that we saw his events of his life play out, which yes. could lead to him kind of becoming more of the anti-hero faster, knowing what an alternate version of himself did.
Well, I think he's going to see that he got the redemption, and I think he's going to assume it's a weakness. But one of the things that if you watch one of the trailers, and I'll point it out when we watch it, it's flipping through a bunch of scenes real quick. One of the scenes is a throne that looks like Loki's helmet. I think Loki is going to actually face himself if he doesn't redeem himself. And I think when Loki goes to that world or that multiverse or however they break it down, I think when Loki sees what happens when he goes full evil, I think he's going to be like, I never meant to get there. And I think that's where we're going to slowly get the switch. You know what I mean? Which I'm excited for that. Like a Loki versus Loki. Sign me up. Where do I sign? Like the trickster god versus the trickster god? You know what I mean?
Versus like a lot of Lokis.
Okay, fair. That's like an interesting theory.
Loki's, because there's been Sophia DiMartino has been cast in the show, and everyone thinks she's going to be Lady Loki, a lady version of Loki. There's also been speculation that a kid version of Loki, a kid Loki, did exist in the comics and actually ended up being part of the Young Avengers, seen all the nods to the Young Avengers and all of these series or upcoming series that have happened. And it's interesting because in one of the trailers, I don't know if it's in these ones I'm about to show, but when you see President Loki, which is also a nod to a comic event that happened where he runs for president, you can see the other Loki running in the background in some of those scenes. So it seems like he's going to be fighting President Loki or trying to do something against President Loki.
Okay.
So you're definitely on the right track. I do think we're going to see a lot of fucking Lokis, which is cool.
Which like, I'm about.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I have two questions for you before we do the trailers. Yes. One, do you think we will see Thor at all? Outside of a flashback? No?
No.
Okay.
Word. I feel like they're going to save the moment for them. Even though you do see that scene where it's like the DB Cooper thing and he jumps out and it looks like the Bifrost takes him. I'm interested to see how that kind of pans out. But I think they might save, because you know, like Thor seeing Loki again is going to be pretty emotional, especially after all the shit he's been through since Infinity War. So I feel like they might save that for a movie.
Okay.
But I mean, that'd be a really awesome surprise if we saw him in this series. Like honestly, I would be like, well, I honestly didn't even think about that until you brought that up.
Yeah.
At all.
My mind has kind of been there, or like, you know, a lot of people have been saying, because I think you and I both agree that one of the few things we do agree on is Chris Hemsworth, he ain't going nowhere. Like, he loves being Thor. Like, he is not, like, he'll probably be the one that maintains his role the longest because Thor is technically immortal. So, with that being said, you know, I would love to see him around, but I don't think we're going to get Beta Ray Bill as Thor. I don't think we're going to get all this stuff, but maybe this show could be a really cool way to show the Thors from alternate timelines.
That would be really cool.
Because if they're going to introduce the multiverse, they have to do it right. I think they're going to explain, hey, you know, we're going to show you the events of, you know, Endgame, Ragnarok, and all that stuff. Because I think at the end of the day, like, you know, the trailer's teasing us into you need to fix your mistakes, Loki. But I think they need to set the multiverse right because, okay, so this is where I need your knowledge. What is it called? Like, oh, okay, for the simple man, Nexus Loki is dead because Thanos killed him. So they need to replace Nexus Loki.
I don't know if he is a Nexus being. I think he was in the comics, but it doesn't mean... Actually, I don't even know if he was in the comics, but it doesn't mean that he can be a Nexus being. You know what I mean?
Well, my point is, and I know what it is in the DC universe, where you're from Earth. Like, if you're from Earth 1, you're the primary Loki in the DC world. I don't know how they...
So for Nexus beings in Marvel, it pretty much just means, like, Scarlet Witch is the Scarlet Witch. And that's it.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
There's no alternate Scarlet Witches. That's why there's like alternate Lokis.
That's why I'm asking. That's what I'm asking you. Yeah. So that's the wrong adjective. So whatever that adjective is in the Marvel universe, for like not being the because what is it, Earth 616 or whatever is the is our Earth, right?
That's the comic universe. The Marvel one, it's like Earth 09, like something so weird.
Yeah, so my point is the Earth that the Avengers...
But yeah, 199999.
There you go. So that Earth is where the Avengers movies take place, right?
Yes, that's where the MCU...
So if you let's go back to Endgame. If we hearken to how Sorcerer Supreme explains it to Bruce Banner, right, that Earth is the one that everything branches off of. So that Earth and that universe does not have a Loki anymore. So I think this is them trying to get this Loki to fix everything, but also they're going to reinsert him into then the regular timeline or the prime. Let's call it prime, the prime timeline, because there's that gap and Thor needs the balance. Because who's also there to remind Thor that he's a good guy? Because, you know, Thor could always have Loki around and be like, well, at least I'm not that, you know. But if Loki's not around and Thor starts doing things that are edgy or wrong, no one's around for them to have the moral checklist in his brain. Except for, like, who? Rocket? You know? Like
Peter Quill? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I think their relationship's going to be more funny than anything going forwards. But so, okay. And then the only other question I have for you before we get to the trailers, because I'm not intelligent in this stuff. Does the TVA and the comics have anything to do with the Living Tribunal?
No. Okay. Not really. The Living Tribunal is like a separate thing. It's more of like a cosmic entity.
Okay.
The cosmic shit gets real weird. It doesn't mean we won't see the Living Tribunal.
Yeah. Well, because we're getting Adam Warlock. So I kind of like, I think the MCU is going to split into two stories basically. And we're going to get like the Avengers and the shit with Kang. And then we're going to get cosmic stuff, you know, and then we'll have Doctor Strange just being Doctor Strange doing whatever the fuck he ends up needing to do. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure because Adam Warlock's coming and that, it's going to be really hard to get there without doing the Living Tribunal. We've already had Celestials introduced. So we're obviously going to get Galactus. So there has to be the presentation of something above all that, which is going to be the Living Tribunal, if I remember correctly, right?
There's like a multiple ones that are, but Living Tribunal is a big one. He was almost included in Infinity War, I believe, or Endgame, one of the two, like a scene with Doctor Strange. But it would have felt kind of shoehorned, so they took it out.
Yeah.
But you don't really need the Living Tribunal for Adam Warlock because he's just a created being. That's
well, no, I know that. Yeah. I just was kind of figured if they're going to introduce him, they might bring them in. But that's why I was just asking I was just asking if them and the TVA have any correlation because of the power levels involved. You know, that's all I was asking. Like.
Yeah, I mean, okay. At the end of the day, they're all kind of like weird cosmic gods. Well, like the timekeepers compared to... one thing I did want to go into before we go into the trailers is that it seems like they're blaming Loki. It kind of goes off what you were saying about how like them maybe putting Loki back is like the prime Loki, as we have stated.
Yes.
Because he's not the prime Loki. He is an alternate Loki. He's not the... The prime Loki's dead. He's gone.
Yeah,
dead
but I think he has the potential to replace him because technically he's from the same Earth, just he's displaced in time. I mean, like, we'll find
that's
out.
What Gamora did, you know, because well, the Gamora that's running out there is a Gamora from an alternate timeline, you know.
Yes.
It's not the same Gamora, but it is Gamora.
I don't think we should talk about Gamora right now because I'm going to go off on some tangent you don't want to discuss with me right now. So
no, probably not.
But, so let's just skip over that point.
So basically it seems like the TVA is kind of blaming the diverging timelines on Loki himself because he took the space stone and left his timeline. But as what you were saying of the Ancient One explaining how time works, a lot of things that happened in Endgame would have created branch timelines. Cap going back in time and living out his life, branch timeline.
Oh yeah.
Them going to get Pym particles, branch timeline, you know, like
yeah.
Almost that whole movie created a plethora of branch timelines. So I feel like they're trying to place the blame on him now that the multiverse is kind of getting insanely out of control. I am very stoked to see how that plays out because I don't really know how it's going to play out. But that's what's been exciting about these series is that I haven't really had an idea of where they were going, because they just really show you things to get you excited about them. They don't really give you much context other than the general beats of what the show is going to be like. So,
and I think Loki's a little bit seeing Loki's even a little bit more mysterious. Yeah, Loki's even a little more mysterious, because like with WandaVision, at least we know like they're going to tell sitcom style stories with a bigger picture. Like we had with this, it's just like, what do we know so far? Owen Wilson's in it. They think Loki broke the timeline, and there's an animated clock that haunts Loki.
Miss Minutes.
Thank you. Yes. But that's all we know, really.
The old Miss.
Yeah. We don't know much. It was the same, you know, it's like, we know Loki's in it, and he's going to be doing some time shit. That's all we got.
And he has his amazing daggers back from Thor 2, The Dark World.
Yes.
I love that scene when they're on the other planet fighting the Dark Elves, and like Loki materializes both daggers and just goes to town. I'm like, I love that.
So shit.
That was when I fell in love with that character.
Let's watch these trailers.
Get to it.
So this is the introducing Agent Mobius trailer. First up.
I'm Agent Mobius, by the way. Are you taking me somewhere to kill me?
No, that's where you just were. I'm taking you someplace to talk.
Well, I don't like to talk.
But you do like to lie, which you just did.
We both know you love to talk.
I love that line. I love it. Talky.
How long have you been here?
I bet that was ad-lib, too.
It's hard to say. You know, time passes differently here in the TV.
I mean, it's Owen Wilson. I guarantee half the show is ad-lib.
You'll catch up.
Probably.
So you're part of the TVA's courageous and dedicated workforce.
Yes.
You were created by the Timekeepers.
Yep.
To protect the sacred timeline.
Correct. Is that funny?
The idea that your little club decides the fate of trillions of people across all of existence at the behest of three space lizards. Yes, it's funny. It's absurd.
I thought you didn't like to talk.
So great.
What was, you know, there's always nods in these trailers. There's little things that we pick up on, right? I think our point is even more correct with the prime timeline, because the way Loki is snarky and says your precious timeline, he doesn't put an S at the end of that. He says timeline. So I think it is right. I think it is something with his absence created a void. And there's all these rumors of Hela coming back and all this shit. How can any of that be possible? If Loki's dead, who's there to help Thor defeat her and stop Rack? You know what I mean? So there could be repercussions to him skipping when he skips, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, he created a convergence off the main timeline, like everything fucking else in Endgame did, you know? So it's like, but it is like you said, there is one main prime timeline, and then everything that happens is creating a branch off of it. You even see in one of the trailers, they have like the little line you see.
Oh yeah, it's on like the old school TV. Yeah.
All right, let's get into this next one.
This one is the Miss Minutes one. Good old Miss Minutes. Our new favorite mascot.
Right. Newest
Welcome
Disney
to the
princess.
Time variance authority.
Maybe.
I'm Miss Minutes, and it's my job to catch you up before you stand trial for your crimes. So settle in.
Now hang on just a minute.
And we'll get you in front of a judge in no time.
Who actually believes this crap, sir? I'm gonna see your ticket.
No.
It's so insane.
Thanks for visiting the TVA. Don't hesitate to let us know how we're doing.
What do you want from me? You put our timeline in chaos.
There it is.
I want you to help us fix it. What could possibly go wrong?
Trusting Loki is not a good idea.
Do I get a weapon? Gear up. Oh, don't those
Absolutely
feel
not.
Original series streaming Wednesday, June 9th, only on Disney Plus.
Amazing.
So yeah, the daggers are back. I love it. I love it's like the show is almost looking like it's filmed the stuff in the TVA. It's looking like it's filmed gritty, like a cop drama. I love it. Oh. I love it. I'm in it. I'm ready. That's all I
space
that's
cop all I drama. Have to say.
Yes, space cop drama. Space there we go.
I love it. I mean, they're time cops.
Yeah. No. Space I mean, time yeah. Cop. Yeah. Yeah.
Space time cop. But yeah, this is great. And then the character that seems to be kind of like the judge. I can't remember her character's name. Yeah. Thank you, Corey. Time cop drama. She's actually a love interest of Kang in the comics.
Interesting.
Because I'm wondering if Kang shows up in this. It's possible.
My thought is we get a Kang introduction, or this is what I'm holding out for, and I'm actually surprised you haven't thought of this. Maybe you haven't. We just haven't talked about it. They're going to shut everybody up from Falcon Winter Soldier. I think maybe it's not a direct interaction, but I think we see one of these mysterious appearances of why is he still cast in two more appearances as Captain America. I think at some point in time, Loki is going to converge with Steve taking the stones back. I think there's at least going to be an overlap or something, and maybe that's the... Because they've said that he has two appearances as Cap, and they're just keeping it under wraps, you know?
It's a heavy rumor. Heavy rumor. You know how I feel about Marvel rumors? Most of them are lies, because they don't let rumors get out.
I know. I'm just saying, that would be cool to see.
These are the two ways we're ever going to see Chris Evans back, all right? Well, three ways. We might see an old man Cap thing eventually. Whether it be Cap 4, whether it be a second season of Captain America Winter Soldier, whatever. We might just see what ended up happening to old man Cap. Two, they give us a series of him returning the stones, which isn't needed at all, but I'll fucking take it because it'd be awesome.
Yes,
agreed. Three, they show him in Multiverse of Madness as Johnny Storm. Because that would be fucking hilarious. But also, I don't think you're killing me with that. Without introducing the Fantastic Four, I don't think they'll do it. But to me, I think that'd be hilarious. But
well, in the DC world, they do a lot with like the doppelgangers and the confusion they cause. So like I could see them leaning into that a little bit and just fucking with everybody. And like everybody's like, that's Cap. And then he lights himself on fire. And they're like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, because the rest of the characters aren't going to understand the multiverse shit. You know what I mean? Like the rest of the Avengers, everyone's going to be like, huh? What?
It would just be kind of like a weird, it would be a nod people would get most likely, but it's almost just like trying too hard to be a nod rather than letting Very it be fair. An actual nod.
Very fair.
But I don't fucking know. Also, I don't like these Marvel properties.
Also, I'm going to look it up real quick. I think the voice of Miss Minutes is the voice of the main person from Borderlands 2, like the video game.
Corey did make a good point. They did fake Evan Peters' Quicksilver, so it could happen. I don't think that's over yet. Okay. I don't think that's over yet. But we could see. It's possible. Because even if Agatha had him under a spell, he still had super speed. And I find it kind of weird that Agatha could just give people powers, but I guess it is possible with magic. I don't think that story is over yet. And the director did kind of allude in a weird, Marvel-y, non-answering way that his story might not be over. So we'll see. We'll see. I would love if he comes back as Quicksilver. But again, we won't know until we know. But I'm still holding on to that theory that he's still the Fox Quicksilver.
Which would be tight.
Because I still have a crazy theory that I will not let go until it's proven wrong. That the MCU is going to retroactively make every other Marvel or most of the old Marvel movies canon via the multiverse. As in like, oh, they happen, but in a different universe.
Yeah.
All of these other Spider-Mans are Spider-Men are rumored to be in No Way Home, you know? And it's like, how else would you explain that other than multiverse? And that would make those movies technically MCU canon via the multiverse, but we'll see. We will see.
Wow.
Did you find your answer, Joel?
Yeah, she's been in everything. She was Raven on Teen Titans Go. She was Timmy in the Fairly Odd Parents. She was Bubbles in the Powerpuff Girls.
She was on a podcast I listened to, but yeah, she's seriously been the voice actor for everything.
She's the singing voice of Meg Griffin in Family Guy. She is Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Tara Strong, T-A-R-A Strong.
Yeah, Tara Strong, yep. She's one of the most famous voice actors.
Oh, you know what? That's why I recognize her voice. She's Harley Quinn in all the Batman Arkham games. That's why it sounds familiar. Yeah. Okay. She sounds like somebody from
Nerd Podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, these are all the stuff I did. And I'm like, oh, so you've done everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, tight, man. We got spammers in the chat now.
Oh, no.
Want to become famous? Bigfollows.com, Joel.
Dude, bigfollows.com. Dude, I love it. Dude, what's that person's name?
I don't know, dude. It's a
bot. I got it, dude. I don't have you didn't make me a mod in your channel, Sean. Damn, dude.
I don't know how to do that.
Just put /mod and type my name.
Oh, I'm a noob at Twitch, dude.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
I don't know if that works.
Oh, you can also type /ban and then that person's name, and it'll ban them and remove the message, sir. Not to get off subject, sorry.
Cool. That worked. Cool. Thanks.
Did it work? Okay, cool.
Yes. Thank you.
You are welcome. Don't worry. I got your back.
Thank you. I'm new to the Twitch thing, guys. Yeah, but all right, let's watch the slash trailer. Or the most current one, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Loki, you're going to start taking things seriously.
Oh, he's clock's holding ticking. The Tesseract.
Clock's always ticking.
This has any relevance or bearing on...
This is the good part. On June 9th. I am Loki. And I am burdened with glorious purpose.
He's really arrogant.
The time for glory is now.
Come on. What did you expect?
Original series streaming Wednesday, June 9th, only on Disney Plus.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I love it. Is that the scene you're talking about where it looks like he gets hit by the Rainbow Bridge?
Yeah, when he's diving off the when he's diving out of the plane, yeah.
To me,
I think the first trailer he says something like I'll see you, Thor, or something like that. Or forgive me, brother, or something like that.
Oh, okay. So I could see him. I mean, I could see him using the Bifrost. I think in the comics, he's strong enough to just summon it on his own, right?
Well, if he calls on Heimdall, and he's in a timeline when Heimdall and Asgard is still existent, which it seems like he goes to one,
because you see that throne room that's different from Odin's throne room. It's like, like you were saying, like he builds his own throne room.
Yeah, it's like Planet Loki or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting. Like I said, it's crazy that there's like no bounds with this show,
which is what I love. That's like, if you go through the list of characters 10 years ago, like who are you going to give a boundless property to? I would not have said Loki, but now that we're at it and it's Loki, I'm so excited.
Dude, hell yeah! And that's what I've loved about these series. It's all been side characters that they're just featuring more prominently and giving them more room and more time to go in depth with, rather than giving them a movie. It's been perfect.
Well, even like he was in two episodes, but like even, you know, Rhodey being even War Machine being in Captain America or Falcon and Winter Soldier. Sorry. Even War Machine being in that as kind of like a nod, like, hey, here's a stamp of approval. You know, like the way they did it was great. Like, I also like how, we don't know what's going to happen because everybody bought into all the hype and bullshit with WandaVision. And then we got none of the cameos we thought we were going to get. Right. And then
took it too far.
Yeah. And then in Falcon and Winter Soldier, you want to know what I felt stupid, 'cause I didn't see it coming. I did not expect Wakandans to show up in the show at all.
Oh, dude, I had no idea.
Like
beads. I was like, I said this on the after show, but I had the craziest thought when I saw those beads. They're the Okoye beads, which we've seen through most of the Black Panther or Wakandan technology in Black Panther and stuff like that. When I saw those beads, I thought for
one tiny second that it was going to end up being like the last on-screen shot of Chadwick Boseman. And I got so emotional for like 5 seconds. I was like, they're going to show Black Panther. I'm going to fucking cry. But then I was so stoked. I was like, oh, okay. It's a member. I didn't know her name at the time, but it's AO from the Dormilaje. But I was like, yo, fucking member of the Dormilaje. I was like, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Well, I did not expect it either at all.
And AO is not the main one from Endgame and whatnot. That's Aoki. How do you say her name?
Okoye. She's Okoye, actually the first Dormilaje we ever see on screen, though, in Civil War. She's the one who faces off with Scarlett Johansson, and she's like, "If you take one step closer, I'll move you myself or whatever."
Yeah, no. I know she's, but what I'm saying is, like, it's nice that we now have another one with a name. Like, and then even in like the last episode,
Okoye was the head.
Yeah, the last episode, it nods back to that new one that we got introduced to. And her interactions with Bucky, like Bucky's like kind of like her ward, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I loved that, and we didn't see that coming. So with this show, you never even know we don't know who's going to show up in Loki now either.
Yeah, I agree with you, say Corey. He said, and to catch you up screen time wise to all the main characters' movies, like Captain America, Iron Man, and stuff. Yeah, it's the perfect format for side characters or introducing a new character. Like they're doing with Ms. Marvel, like they're doing with She-Hulk, like they're doing with Kate Bishop via Hawkeye.
Well, and we're getting Kate Bishop, and we're getting Echo, who's going to be the future Ronin. They're doing it right. Well, I think it'll happen, but yes, but like they're doing it right. Well, because they have the money and the time, because they're Disney. You know what I mean? I think I'm glad it's going on because they have the right home to do all this. It's not rushed. It's not a smorgasbord like how DC has always been over at WB. You know, like a lot of people complain that Justice League was too long, but Zack Snyder, every character got their time. The story was told. Like, yeah, you could have done less. That was slow. A
completely different circumstance.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
But that's my point. It took an extraordinary circumstance for them to hit the nail on the head. You know, Marvel's taking the time and letting them flush out the stories and tell them.
Corey, when they first rumored it was being released, it was rumored to be like a 4-part miniseries, which I think would have been awesome. Because like, imagine ending it in the chapters he had, but then waiting like next week to finish it. Like it would have. Even obviously it was a super hot, like hot topic in the nerd sphere or even pop culture as a whole. Like everyone was talking about the Snyder Cut because it was reviewed highly positive, even by critics, which is fucking crazy. But if they did it in a series like that, like people would have been talking about it for fucking over a month. Everyone would have been like, oh, what's coming next? Whatever, which is fine.
I think they knew that, and that's why they didn't do it. I think that's why they didn't want to give WB probably was like, we don't want to give Snyder that much credibility here.
Yeah, it was like a weird infight thing with DC, and like Warner Brothers was the one I think who wanted it, or maybe it was AT&T. Maybe it was AT&T who wanted it, and DC was kind of like, not really, but like, you know, AT&T owns them, so they're like, well, we're gonna do it. So
yeah. Well, and it definitely worked out for HBO. I'll tell you that. Like,
oh yeah, it was a huge spike for HBO. Well, it's weird because it's labeled HBO, but it's really just the Warner Media streaming service. HBO is included or whatever.
Correct.
But I mean, obviously, they're going to put the biggest name on top. It's not like they're going to call it Warner Media Max because people are going to be like, "What is that?"
Yeah.
You put HBO Max, and they're like, "Oh fuck, that sounds legit."
Because
HBO like redefined television. In a way, you know, like,
no, they did
nothing like Game of Thrones. You know, Game of Thrones is like regardless of what you think of the ending or whatever. I mean, it's one of the biggest shows to ever happen. Ever,
it is. Also, if people don't like the ending to Game of Thrones, it wasn't the best. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? She's the daughter of the Mad King. Where did you think she fell in love with her uncle or cousin or the fuck? Where did you think it was going to go? What the fuck did you think was going to happen? You thought you were going to get fucking rainbows, unicorns, and fucking fairies at the end of that? No. Like,
well, I mean, I think that's the problem with most people have is that we kind of did get rainbows and unicorns because it kind of, because this is my view. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I did not hate the ending at all. I was like, no. This makes sense. But I think that's the problem is that it makes sense. And usually the ending of every Game of Thrones seasons did not make sense. And they, you know, flipped everything on its head. And you're like, oh, fuck, that happened. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And then it ends and you're like, oh, that makes sense. And that's how it ended, you know. But see, we agree on a lot of things, Joel. I also don't mind the ending of Game of Thrones.
Correct.
I also binged it at once and didn't have to wait 2 years for it. That might play a role into it.
That does play a role because I had to wait for like multiple last seasons, and I was like, the real spicy question is, Sean, did you hate the ending of Dexter?
I love the ending of Dexter.
So do I. Like,
I live on an island by myself. Oh my god! What?
No, I do, dude. The whole thing is he can't control.
Okay, the last few seasons are weird. They're weird.
The shit with Deb thing was too weird. Yes.
Weird. I don't understand it, but how it actually ends makes so much sense.
Dude, he can't defeat the darkness. He can't defeat the darkness, and it causes him to lose his sister, so he fucking disappears. And he's about to get caught at the same time.
It's like what the people know. Found him out. What is he gonna do other than hide in a fucking cabin somewhere?
Or murder a bunch of people. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Like,
also,
I don't understand, we should definitely do an after show.
Now we have to do the after show for that together, Sean, because we both agree.
I'm fine with it. I don't have showtime, but
we'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
There's like a $14 a month add-on for Hulu for Showtime.
I don't know if that's worth it. I can probably find it in much more legal ways.
You know, legal what I mean? Or illegal?
Enter legal. Enter in Catherine Hahn, Agatha Wink.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. Well, anyways, we got raw. So, damn, I'm really bad at this. Sorry to everyone. I always hijack.
No, it's okay. With Sean. Once we get to the after show, it'll be a little more structured. I'm sure we'll still get off topic, but it'll be very structured, and we'll have stuff to break down and stuff to talk about other than us being like, this might happen. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you are new to the podcast and you're watching on Twitch, just hit that follow button. That'd be cool. And if you're watching on YouTube or listening on your favorite audio platform, hit subscribe or follow so you get all the new episodes to your device. If you do listen to Apple Podcasts, hit that review button. Write a nice little review that helps me stay in the rankings. I was in the rankings a couple times.
Those damn Rob algorithms. Wants his
money back. Well, Rob, this was free, so
Also, you know, if for some reason anyone out there said,
no refunds.
There you go.
And you got next hey, you got a whole fuckload of Loki.
He did. He did. TDA.
I explained the timekeepers. What more do you want, Rob? What more do you want?
Rob, you got to listen to my beautiful voice too. That's definitely not free these days. You know what I mean? If you've listened to this and you're not excited for Loki yet, let's say you're just interested in the dynamic of the Tom Hiddleston, Owen Wilson, go look up one of the interviews Owen Wilson did. He actually sits down and talks about how he didn't know what the hell he was getting into. And I think it's really awesome, the love in this show from Tom Hiddleston, because Owen Wilson's first day on set, Tom Hiddleston locked him in a trailer, and he had like an hour to 3 hour crash course of everything Loki's done in the MCU.
The MCU, yeah.
So Tom is invested himself in this role, and that's what I love about it coming forward.
Yep. Same here. Like he is, and that's another great thing about this series is that he's spent so much time with this character, and he is Loki. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's going to be great because like WandaVision was like her becoming Scarlet Witch. You know, Falcon the Winter Soldier was Sam becoming Captain America. This is Loki is already Loki, which is great to see those stories. But I'm glad to see a totally different dynamic in these series as well. He's just Loki. And we're just going to see more of Loki, which I'm fucking here.
Well, and that's why I'm excited for Armor Wars, because you're going to see fucking War Machine be War Machine, trying to deal with like new age villains, new age heroes, trying to figure out like kid, you know, because you know Ironheart's going to be in it. She's a kid. you know, so you're going to figure out how to bring in other people supposedly from the military. And he's also cleaning up Tony's messes and Tony's dead. Like, there's going to be so many layers to that show that I don't think people realize. Like, so, oh, yeah. But again, it's an established person, just like how Loki's going to be. I think it's going to be great, dude. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, for sure. But again, thank you so much for checking us out. If you're watching it live or checking out the replay, and in just in a few weeks, Joel and I will be back breaking down every single episode, every single week of Loki.
So until then, see you later, nerds.
Bye, nerd.